Okay, it's Friday, January the 3rd, and this is the New Music Friday number 5, courtesy of the Daily Gnar, the dailygnar.blogspot.com. On today's show, we've got some Mastodon, Vandals, Minus the Bear, May, and some more stuff, some news and information for you all. Not a whole lot of info going down this week, so we'll get to that later in the program. But right now, let's just go ahead with what we're listening to right now. This is the Blood Brothers off their latest album, Crimes. They've got a video for this song. It's called Love Rhymes with Hideous Car Wreck. So let's just go with it on the New Music Friday, podcast number 5. First new release, I guess new in quotations, that we're going to talk about right now is Mastodon. They have a new album. It's actually a new album of old material called Call of the Mastodon, coming out tomorrow, or Tuesday, I'm sorry. It's a collection of 9 songs that they had first recorded before they really took off. So it should be a great collection of songs. I don't have anything off it yet because obviously it hasn't been released yet. So we're going to go with the first track off of Leviathan, Blood and Thunder, which is probably my favorite song on the album, that or Iron Tusk. They do have a video available for this. I think you can check it out on their website. They've got audio clips available on their website. They've also recently released a DVD with over 3 hours of footage with the band. I believe it's called The Workhorse Chronicles. You can also check that out at their website. So here, without further delay, is some crushing metal a la Mastodon with Blood and Thunder. Enjoy on the New Music Friday number 5.
Yeah.
Nice, huh? All right, you're listening to the New Music Friday podcast number 5 on the Daily Gnar, courtesy of the Daily Gnar, I should say. The Daily Gnar is a several times a day updated music, news, tech, and whatever else I feel like website. From time to time, we do get to go out and check out some live shows, which was the case last night. Once again at Sneaky D's, I was lucky enough to head out and check out the Sneaky Castros and Shit From Hell, starring the one, the only, Warren Kinsella, who we spoke about last week on the show. You can check out his website at www.warrenkinsella.com. The link to his site is on the links part of the main page for the Daily Gnar, so you can find it there in case your spelling is kind of stinky. They played a lot better. Warren has taken over the reins of singing and playing bass, and for one song playing guitar as well. So he's really trying to become some sort of one-man punk rock machine. Doing a pretty good job of it too. The band definitely played a lot tighter this time than the first time I saw them, which was at the book release party for Warren's book, Fury's Hour. Good book, go check it out. So they were good. The Sneaky Castros were not. They were bad. They were a bar band. I mean, I guess I could say that they were good at what they do, and if what they do is your thing, like, if you like Chicago and More Than a Feeling, then yeah, they were great, I guess. Yeah, so hopefully SFH plays another show soon and they play with better bands, because that could only help them. Anyways, on to another song that's completely unrelated, but only for the reason that when I got home after that show, I decided to listen to some music and this song came on and it made me really happy, and it should make you happy too, especially because you have to go and find the video for it. The song is a cover. It's the Vandals. I should have said that already. It's the Vandals covering Queen's Don't Stop Me Now. And the reason why you have to see this video is because Vandal singer Dave Quackenbush is dressed up like total gay queen singer, god, whatever the hell his name is, doesn't really matter. I'll probably remember it at the end of this podcast or something like that, and I'll say it then. He is dressed up like him in full-on short shorts and red suspenders and is prancing around in front of Man's Chinese Theater in Hollywood with the other celebrity lookalikes while singing Don't Stop Me Now in an iPod. And people are trying to get their pictures taken with him. So it's pretty awesome. Please go and try and find it. You will not be sorry. So here it is with the Vandals, Don't Stop Me Now, on the New Music Friday, number 5. Oh, and the guy's name is Freddie Mercury.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, ha, 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 up in the world, turn it inside out, and float it around in ecstasy. I'm
Okay, let's get to some news here off of the website. I'm just going to pull it up and we're going to look through this. What haven't we talked about yet? Smashing Pumpkins are back together, more or less. Billy Corgan, who you know obviously as the driving force behind Smashing Pumpkins and Zwan and his solo work. He did a solo acoustic album. And longtime drummer and Melissa Oftemar, who took over the bass playing, also played in Hole, has her own solo work. The three of them have been working together on material that will eventually form the new album. There's no date on a release for this yet, but sources inside and outside the band have been confirming that, yes, they will be getting back together, and we should look for something by the end of the year. Thursday, we all know emo hardcore band Thursday have their new album, I think, is finished. They haven't titled it yet, but it has been announced that it will be hitting stores May the 2nd. So we'll keep you updated on that on the website as the information develops. Okay, on to what do we got here? 2006 will be the year of the festival. In addition to Warped Tour 2006, Lollapalooza, and what's being dubbed the Winter Warped Tour, the Taste of Chaos, that features Story of the Year, Deftones, Thrice, and Atreyu. We have two more to add to that. The Download Festival, that will be featuring The Prodigy, who are apparently still around, Trivium, and Bullet for My Valentine. The other one is Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo is a much larger, these are both, I think, UK festivals. UK festival Bonnaroo is going to include Radiohead, Tom Petty, Elvis Costello, Bright Eyes, Sunvolt, Blues Traveler, and one of my personal favorites, Modesky, Martin, and Wood. So that should be a lot of fun. Lastly, we have two new releases to tell you about. From bands that haven't actually been around for a while, to my knowledge. The first one being Bracket. Bracket was on Fat Records for a while. I think they might still be. Anyways, they've got a new album coming out this week, which should be worth checking out. And also Bigwig. Bigwig have been absent for something like 4 years, so this is a pretty highly anticipated release. Hopefully we'll be able to get some samples from the, both albums for next week's show. On to, I guess, our next band, and this is Minus the Bear. Minus the Bear is a synth pop indie math rock kind of thing. They've been garnering huge attention as of late, and I say good for them because I really like them. They feature members of hardcore band Botch, math rock band Sharks Keep Moving, and Kill Sadie. As many people probably know, they've recently lost a member, Matt Bales, who was one of the keyboardists in the band, decided that the workload and with other commitments was just too much, and he has parted ways with the group. But I have heard that he is working already on another band. I don't have the information in front of me, so I don't want to give you the wrong stuff. So we're going to play a song off of their new release, Minus el Oso, I believe is just Minus the Bear in Spanish, but I could be wrong since I don't speak Spanish. This is Pachuca Sunrise, and you can check out, I think they have videos available on their website like so many other bands do. So here we go with Pachuca Sunrise on the New Music Friday. Midnight on the beach in the Mediterranean. Blink-182 bassist and vocalist Mark Hoppus has his own podcast, in case you didn't know. It's called Hi, My Name is Mark. And if you haven't listened to it, you need to really check it out. He does a really great job of showcasing some new bands and doing some great interviews. I think he had his mom interview the band we're about to play here, which I actually heard on Mark's podcast. They're called May, and May is from the States. They're kind of like the band Elliot, if you've heard them before, but with a little bit more rock to them. I don't have a lot of information about them. They have a very beautiful website that you can go check out, and it's got games and stuff on it that you can play. We're going to play Someone Else's Arms, which I know is their first release off their album. And be sure to check out Hi, My Name is Mark. So go ahead and enjoy. You have my permission. Here's May with Someone Else's Arms on the New Music Friday podcast number 5.
Two days
in someone else's.
Kids, we've reached the end again. It's been a long episode, I think, this week, but a good one. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to check out the website, The Daily Gnar. That's at thedailygnar.blogspot.com, or you can just type in The Daily Gnar into Google and you'll be able to find it. Hopefully in the next little while, the website should be undergoing some major changes. Some things are in the works. We'll see what's happening. If all goes according to plan, we should be able to take the website big time, and it should just move over to thedailygnar.com. And hopefully we'll be able to expand on a lot of stuff we're doing now, maybe some more show stuff, more photos, more interviews with bands, work on this podcast, could start to include a lot more stuff. So we'll see what's happening with that. It's kind of a rough sketch right now. I'd like to thank Truth Explosion Magazine for helping out with some of the news that we bring to you this week. Be sure to check them out, truthexplosionmagazine.com. They're doing their first photo issue party on February 17th in Toronto, and I believe February 24th in Montreal. So that should be a lot of fun. Truth Explosion is also hosting a fundraiser on February the 16th. For cancer research. All the information's on truthexplosion.com, so go check it out. On to our last two songs here. A bit of sad news this week. RKL, Rich Kids on LSD, founding member Jason Sears passed away. It's very sad. They were a very influential band in the... Wow, they were around from 1984. Their last major label release, I believe, was in 1995, Riches to Rags on Epitaph Records. It was an amazing album. I know it had a big effect on myself personally. I sort of lost touch with this band, but going back to their website today, and the really cool thing is they have a Flash Music player that I believe has all of their songs, their complete discography up there for free. It was a great trip down memory lane to listen to them. So we're going to go with a song off Riches to Rags. We're also going to play another person that we lost, I believe, 2 years ago, Joe Strummer, because it was announced this week that there will be a movie chronicling his life in music with The Clash and also in solo work. Most of it will be narrated by Joe Strummer himself, so it should be really cool. The information is on the Daily Gnar website for that one. So we're going to go with From Riches to Rags, Betrayed, from Rich Kids on LSD, and finally Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros with Coma Girl off Joe's final album, Streetcore, just because it's a great song and I'm really enjoying listening to it lately, and I think that it should be covered by a band soon. So thanks again for listening to the New Music Friday, courtesy of the Daily Gnar website. You can hit up the Daily Gnar with any information you have on your band or anything you'd like to hear at thedailygnar@gmail.com. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week. Rejection, no muscle, no misconception, just a bullet in my head anymore.
was calling through a festival way out west. I was thinking about love and the acid test. At first I got real dizzy with a real rockin' gang. And then I saw the coma girl on the excitement gang. Desolation Road. So my love band at the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas. Let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. And the old drums were beating.